Barack Obama's inauguration dominated newspaper headlines in the Persian Gulf, but there is a sense the region is eager to see action and better relations once the new American president gets down to work. The headline in the national newspaper quoted a line from Mr. Obama's inauguration speech, "To the Muslim world, we seek a new way forward." The Gulf News headline talks of Mr. Obama's ushering in a new era of hope. Richard Thompson, editor of the Middle East Economic Digest, says there is a lot of hope here for change in U.S. relations with the region.
It's a hope for a move away from the "you're either with me or against me" approach of the previous administration, a more conciliatory line towards Iran, towards Iraq, towards some of the thorny political issues.
The top issue, says Thompson, is the need for Washington to help resolve the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. The recent Israeli offensive in Gaza has left more than 1,000 Palestinians dead and enraged many in the Islamic world. Ahmed Al-Gharouchi is the news editor for the Arabic satellite station NBC News. He says people in the Gulf believe President Obama will address the Palestinian issue.
They think Obama would understand the area better, would know that the Palestinian question is the most important question in this area. It should be sorted out, you know.
He also says Mr. Obama's own ethnic background makes him more appealing to people in the region.
He's African-American, his family, extended family, Muslims, whatever. All these factors, I think everyone would be, you know, very, very happy not to, I mean, welcome him as Obama only, but to welcome America.
But opinions on the streets of Dubai are divided on whether President Obama can really improve U.S. relations.
I think he will be good this time, and we will see something really special. At least it will be better than before.
I believe nothing will change.
We congratulate President Obama on taking office. We hope, we see hope everywhere in him taking a change.
Barack Obama campaigned on the promise of hope. Many in the Middle East say they hope he's ready to make it happen. Mandy Clark, VOA News, Dubai.